Blog Talk Radio.
Got myself. opened up the pages, and what did I find? A black and white portrait of a king who's a friend of mine. Funny how when you think you're right, everybody else must be wrong. Till someone with fool's wisdom somehow comes along. His voice was strange and the words he said I didn't quite understand. Yet I knew that he was speaking right by the leather back.
Can't escape darkness if darkness is all we're looking toward. We can't escape sin by just focusing on it and trying to fix it, heal it, or set ourselves free. Freedom comes by turning our attention to God, who conquered sin and death and fixed it on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." The light of God is within you. Your life as a Christian is hidden in Christ. The darkness will not be Jesus. The love of God is real, available, and powerful enough to set you free from whatever darkness entangles you. So turn your attention fully toward Jesus today. Center your life around his loving kindness. Open your ears and heart to his good God, who would lay down his life to save yours. Follow him wherever he guides you in full faith that he will only ever lead you into more abundant life. Cease striving for your own freedom and wrap your life up in Jesus that he might be your great deliverer, healer, and source of comfort and strength. God has an abundant grace in store for you today. If you will simply position yourself to receive it, take time in guided prayer to reflect on the light that has come through Jesus. Turn your attention completely toward him and receive the freedom and healing that comes from the union with the God of light. So meditate on light that comes through Jesus. Allow scripture to stir up your desire to truly open your heart and center your life around Jesus. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9, "In this love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him." So turn your heart completely toward Jesus and focus your attention on him. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into an encounter with your Savior. Talk with Jesus about any areas in your life that seem to have darkness. Lay down any sin and darkness at his feet, and ask for forgiveness and healing. Ask the Spirit to help follow him as he leads you out of darkness and into the light by focusing on Jesus. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who the joy was set before him endures the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. That's Hebrews chapters 12, verse 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 20. "Your sun shall no more go down, nor your moon withdraw itself, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of mourning shall be ended." Psalms 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, and whom shall I be afraid?" There is most definitely a place in freedom for discipline and practicalities, a stepping away from that which normally tempts you. But the foundation for freedom will always encounter us with the living God. There is a reason we sin that goes past the temptation to a wound, misconception, or a lie that must be healed by God. To not place ourselves in situations that have habitually caused us to stumble is crucial. But it will not provide healing. Look to Jesus today. Come to him continually with your sin and ask him to heal whatever is the root of it. Ask him to correct any lies and heal your pain. May you experience freedom today that comes from seeking the light of Jesus. I highly suggest you read 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It'll bring this devotional into more light. Amen. Now, let us get into the most important question of all. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay, because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road and never knowing what's going on? What's up or down? Or maybe you lack purpose in life. Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. And maybe you suffer from something worse, such as addiction to alcohol or drugs. Sorry about that, folks. We had a little technical issue, okay? The phone hung up, and which canceled the show down, because the phone is the in-betweener, okay? All right. Like I was saying, if you have said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you'll come on live, okay, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. Amen. Okay. Okay, let's see what we got here. Looks like we got Grover calling. Okay. Let's see if we can take Grover's call.
Hello.
Hey, Grover. You're breaking up, Grover.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm kind of in it. There's something I'm doing. We've been stealing that. And I got a 15 iPhone 11s, and I'm looking to offload these merchandise. You know, you might want some of the Apple goods from the ride.
No, I'm fine. But thanks.
I got now.
You're breaking up again, Gerber.
Hello. I need a blowjob.
Okay, whatever. Goodbye, Grover. Okay, I'm going to bring in Tony to go ahead and read the portion of the Bible. Okay, I know it takes a couple minutes for him to come in, but he'll be in just a moment. He will take over on the mic. Amen.
If you gave me warning.
Oh, I
thank you so much.
Okay.
Here we are again, another night, Saturday. Nothing's changed across the country, though we are having a lot of civil protests. Not so much looting. I guess everything's been taken now. So we're safe. We're going to continue where we left off last night. And by the way, somebody that wanted to know how this was running, I am reading from the beginning to the end, the way it was written. We're still in Genesis, where we started a few weeks ago, I guess. And we are at Genesis 32. So, Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. When Jacob saw them, he said, "This is God's camp," and he called the name of that place Mahanaim. Then Jacob sent messengers before him to Esau, his brother, in the land of Seir, the country of Edom, and he commanded them, saying, "Speak thus to my lord Esau, thus your servant Jacob says, I have dwelt with Laban and stayed there until now. I have oxen, donkeys, flocks, and a male and female servants, and I have sent to tell my lord that I may favor him in your sight." Then, and as usual, I lose control of Ken's computer. Never fails. Sorry about that. and it went quite far. Then the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, "We came to your brother Esau, and he also is coming to meet you, and 400 men are with him." So Jacob was greatly afraid and distressed, and he divided the people that were with him, and the flocks and herds and camels into two companies. And he said, "If Esau comes to the one company and attacks it, then the other company which is left will escape." Then Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, 'Return to your country and to your family, and I will deal well with you,' I am not worthy of the least of all your mercies and of all the truth which you have shown your servant. For I have crossed over this Jordan with my staff, and now I have become two companies. Deliver me, I pray, from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him, lest he come and attack me and my mother with the children. For you said, 'I will surely treat you well and make your descendants as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude.'" So he lodged there.
It actually go too far.
It passes it over.
Yeah, you gotta slow it.
So there he lodged there that same night and took what came to his hand as a present for Esau, his brother. 200 female goats and 20 male goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk camels with their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 foals. Then he delivered them into the hands of his servants, drove every drove by itself, and said to his servants, "Pass over before me and put some distance between successive droves." And he commanded the first one, saying, "When Esau, my brother, meets you and asks you, saying, 'To whom do you belong and where are you going? Whose are those in front of you?' Then you shall say, 'They are your servant, Jacob. It is a present sent to you, my lord Esau, and behold, he is also behind us.' So he commanded the second, the third, and all who followed the droves, saying, 'In this manner you shall speak to Esau when you find him, and also say, Behold, your servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the present that goes before me, and afterward I will see his face. Perhaps he will accept me.' So the present went on over before him, and he himself lodged that night in the camp. And he arose that night and took his two wives, two female servants, his 11 sons, and crossed over the ford of Jabbok. He took them, sent them over the brook, and sent over what he had. Then Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until the breaking of day. Now, when he saw that he did not prevail against him, he touched the socket of his hip, and the socket of Jacob's hip was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaks." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to Jacob, "What is your name?" He said, "Jacob." And he said, I lost control again. So he said, "The children whom God has graciously given your servant." Then the man's servants came near, they and their children, and bowed down. And Leah also came near with her children, and they bowed down. Afterward, Joseph and Rachel came near, and they bowed down. Then Esau said, "What do you mean by all this company which I met?" And he said, "These are to find favor in the sight of my lord." But Esau said, "I have enough, my brother. Keep what you have for yourself." And Jacob said, "No, please. If I have now found favor in your sight, then receive my present from my hand, inasmuch as I have seen your face as though I had seen the face of God, and you are pleased with me. Please take my blessing that is brought to you, because God has dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough." So he urged him, and he took it. And Esau said, "Now let me leave you with some of the people who are with me." But he said, "What need is there? Let me find favor in the sight of my lord." So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir, and Jacob journeyed to Succoth, built himself a house, and made booths for his livestock. Therefore the name of the place is now called Succoth. Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan. When he came upon Paddan Aram, and he pitched his tent before the city, and he bought the parcels of land where he... I am having trouble today. Maybe I was not meant to be here with y'all. Because I can just not seem to control Ken's computer. It's taking me for a ride. where he had pitched his tent from the children of Hamar, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of money. Then he erected an altar there and called it El Ethol, Israel. I'm going to move on to a word of wisdom before I just misplace everything here. A word of worship, excuse me, from Psalms 9, 7, 9. But the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in his righteousness, and he shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. I'm going to finish off with Proverbs, a word of wisdom. The Lord by wisdom found the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up and clouds dropped down the dew. Proverbs 3:19-20.
Amen.
Well, like I said, a lot of trouble keeping control of Ken's computer tonight. But the word is the word, the way it was written, the way it was meant to be shared. Hope you enjoy.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
let me have that back.
Yeah. Thank you. All righty. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed the word tonight. Okay.